What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so guys, dropping in with another awesome AI tool for you all today called Leonardo AI. And I'm honestly so hyped on this tool right now, having just signed up for the first time and diving in last night and checking out the tool. It has an insane amount of features, many that are specifically for marketers or creators, which is interesting because I initially wanted to simply demo Leonardo AI's image animation feature, which I had heard about. We tested that feature in a few other tools where we could input an image and the model would apply some animation or some motion to make it into a short form video. But as soon as I got into this tool, I knew right away that there was way too much valuable good stuff to not also include or not simply do a series of episodes on Leonardo AI, which is what we're going to end up doing. Because if we included it all, we would have gone way over our goal of keeping this episode and all of our episodes short, sweet, and valuable each day. As far as the company or the person behind the tool, it was founded by JJ Faison. Again, as always, I always apologize for mispronouncing names, in 2022. And again, it looks like it started out mostly as an image and art generation tool, which we've seen a lot of. But as I mentioned, they clearly quickly expanded their feature and service offerings into not only various other creative spaces, but in a way that's so super intuitive and fun and user-friendly, the most so that I've experienced in an image gen tool so far. So without further ado, let's go ahead and just do a quick overview of their main feature and the solutions of the whole tool before we dive into today's specific section, the image generation tool. They have an AI video, an AI art generator, an image generator, an AI video generator, a generator that is specifically able to generate transparent PNGs, which is awesome. And then under their solutions, and this is when I knew we had to dive in and do a more in-depth episode. Here, why don't I hop in and share my screen here, and we will take a look at their website together as I'm breaking it down and going through it one moment here. Okay, so we should be looking at their homepage now. And again, right here under their features is where I was looking at before. They have their image and art generator, a video generator, and that transparent PNG generator. But in the solutions here, this is where, again, I realized this is a different type of tool. We have AI marketing tools being the first option there. We have AI graphic design. So first two tools off the bat for us, they have solutions for marketers, or are solutions designed for marketers in a lot of the work that we do anyway. AI print on demand, transform your digital art into print ready masterpieces. So they even have some print features, which I haven't seen on any of these AI tools. Again, something very geared towards practical marketers who need to generate these assets in print. And then, of course, AI photography was the next one. But then this is where it really started to get crazy and blow my mind. They have solutions specifically for interior design and AI architecture. And I've seen a lot of content that's been created with these gen AI tools in that space, you know, doing an interior design or an architecture build. And it's really effective, I think, in quickly translating ideas, just like it is for any industry. And this is the first tool that I've seen that's owned the fact that, hey, you can use this tool specifically for architecture and interior design. So like I said, that sounds really interesting and intriguing for sure. It sounds like a good way to waste a few hours down a rabbit hole, getting lost, trying to become an architect using AI. So I better be careful. And all of you guys who have similar tendencies, be careful out there. Also, I just really love the user interface and the user experience on the platform. So I'm going to hop over into the tool now. And right away, I hopped into the image generation tool. And it's pretty standard as far as how it's done and how the user uses the generation tool. If you're familiar with Midjourney or other, well, not Midjourney specifically, because that's done in Discord, I suppose. But if you're familiar with other image generation or text prompting in AI, it's a basic text prompt user experience. But this one has some features and optimizations that I think are brilliant and definitely a differentiator for this tool. The first one that was pointed out to me when I was doing their little tour or guided tour through the tool was called Image Guidance and Elements. And it's right up here if you're watching on the screen. And you can click there. And basically, what this tool is for is you can use this feature to get more consistency in the characters or elements in your images. And you can reference a style of a given image or an element when generating yours so that it follows that style, which is a huge, huge gap in a lot of these image generation tools right now. If you generate an image with a character that you like, say our digital pop mascot, for instance, it's very difficult, if not impossible in some situations, to replicate that character or use the same style to keep the branding consistent in your project. But it sounds like this feature is aimed to solve that exact problem. In that image guidance tool, they have a few different options. It's just so great. You can do something called a style reference, and it looks like you can add up to 4 different images, and it's going to reference the aesthetics in that image to then influence the output. So you can basically give it some inspiration images. You can do a character reference, and this is kind of what we talked about for like the mascot. We can create a consistent character by providing a reference image of that character. We can even do a content reference. And this one says uses the shape and structure of a reference image to influence the output. And then they also have some elements that you can have the model adhere to. Things like infrared photography, or have it be game UI styled, or an anime style. So again, you can have certain elements that you want to apply through your branding and through your images. And you can do that here with the image guidance and elements tool. So super awesome right off the bat. They also have a little prompt generator feature. On the description, it says that you can use AI to improve your prompts or generate a prompt from scratch. And that's right here if you're watching on the screen. And I really like the idea of being able to, at a click of a button, basically improve upon your given prompt. I think that's super helpful. And one of the keys of differentiating yourself and how you can use these AI tools is the time and scale with which you craft these prompts and the detail that you put into them. In fact, a little hack here, my favorite thing to do, and I think I picked this up from Marketing Against the Grain, is essentially prompt the models, for instance, Claude 3.5, if I'm using Claude, I'll prompt the model to take my first draft prompt and ask it to optimize it for LLMs, whether itself or another LLM, ask it to add the detail that LLMs understand and require, and use those optimized prompts. And it's been super helpful in increasing the quality of my outputs for sure. Okay, so going through the settings of the image generator here, if you're still on the screen or still watching with us, it's on the left side of the screen. The first one is the preset setting right up here. And basically, they're talking about the style you want your image generator to adhere to. So it's almost like these little sub-models within the overall model. And apparently, the default is called Phoenix. And the tagline here from the Phoenix page is that it's their first foundational model and will change everything that you know about AI image generation. I will link to the landing page for the Phoenix model for sure. One of the big selling points of Phoenix here, according to the page, is that it can produce coherent, legible text and images. And if you experimented with these image generation tools, you know that that's virtually impossible. And most of the tools, I believe all of the tools right now, are having issues adding text or script to images. If anybody listening knows of a tool or a hack for Midjourney or Imogen or whatever the whatever tool you might be using, please let me know. And as far as I'm aware, that's all having to be done in like post editing and graphic design. So if Phoenix is capable of doing that consistently, it's huge, absolutely huge. Again, they keep just throwing haymakers with this tool. And this is why I had to go through it with you guys. Anyway, back to their presets here. They have a preset for anime, which I love. If you listen to any of the other episodes, you know I'm a fan. And then they have about 8 other categories here. For those who aren't watching, there's one for cinematic kino, which is apparently a genre or like category of film that's very cinematic, often used to characterize like short films, indie films, art films. They have one for concept art, one specifically for graphic design, one in the style of illustrations, one called Leonardo Lightning, which it's I believe appears to be just like their sped up, faster performance model. They have one called Lifelike Vision, which is a hyper-realism model. They also have one for portraits called Portrait Perfect. And then the last one here is called Stock Photography. So right out of the gate, this is only the first setting for our image generation tool. And we already have so much guidance, intuitive guidance, and what style we want. I love it. you know, this takes care of so much of the prompting in one click of a button to get you started in your creation. And seriously, I cannot get over every time I advance onto another feature and learn about another feature, I shake my head and say that this is so helpful. I needed this. And that it definitely goes for the next setting in our generator tool. So I switch back over to the Phoenix platform preset, as some settings are only applicable to certain presets. And for the Phoenix preset, there is a setting for prompt enhance, it's called. And you can either set it to automatic or on or off. Automatic is when activated short prompts will be expanded to include more detail according to the settings here. On will have prompts will always on will mean that prompts will always be refined to improve outputs. And then off, when turned off, your prompt will not be modified. So for me, I'm always looking for the enhancement, the refinement. I think I'm going to turn it on for our little test that we end up doing. But for now, let's go on and move on to some other settings. We have another one called preset style here. And I think this allows us to essentially layer on another type of style to our preset. Or I imagine if we selected anime, for instance, we could then apply one of these preset styles to that anime, like a cinematic anime or a cinematic Kino concept anime. Again, they have a cinematic style here. Or minimalist is another one that they have here. The default is set to dynamic, so I think we're just going to leave that there. But again, all we've touched so far are presets and just a ton of customization capability before you even have to do the work of shaping your prompt. There is a pretty straightforward, simple contrast setting for the light contrast, and then a generation mode setting. And this allows you to toggle between either fast generation or quality generation. So again, most of these tools have some sort of trade-off for the model, model-wise, if you will, or function-wise, for when you just need to work quickly or when you want a high-quality output and you don't really care how much time it takes. And it does look like in order to get that high-quality output, you will need to subscribe to their pro tier or their paid tier. Let's touch on the pricing real quick. As is typical, you can either pay annually or monthly. They have an apprentice level at $10 a month that pay... if paid annually, an artisan at unlimited, it's called, at $24 a month, and then a maestro unlimited at $48 a month. Also, there's something called a team plan, which it says is coming soon, and you can sign up if you have interest for your team. The next settings are pretty straightforward, just the image dimensions here, as far as aspect ratio and size. And then you can also select the number of images that you want the model to generate, which I think is a cool feature. The default looks like to be 4, and I believe it can go all the way up to 8 by the looks of it here. There's also something called a private mode if you upgrade, which apparently hides your images from the community feed. So I think that makes sense, especially if you're doing this for a lot of business tasks, marketing tasks. If you want to, you know, create some branded copy or material that you don't want floating out there so your competitors can find it, I think that's a good feature. And it looks like those are specific to whatever model you are using. So here we have the advanced settings for the Phoenix model. We have a negative prompt setting that's available for Phoenix, which allows you to basically to say what you don't want in the image, which I think is really helpful, a really nice feature. Something called a tiling setting, which it says is ideal for repeating backgrounds or textures. And then finally, they have something called fixed seed. They also have transparency and photo reel. But those are not available for the Phoenix model, apparently. But back to fixed seed. This feature blew my mind. And with this one, what you can do here is you can grab what's called the seed number of the given image or your generated image. And if you paste that seed number in this field, it's going to basically allow you to edit very distinct aspects of that image, but maintain the look and the background and the setting. So we were talking about this earlier, how this is a huge shortcoming in so many Gen AI image tools, and also a big shortcoming for us as marketers or business creatives, where we absolutely need this consistency, this brand consistency in our creative assets. So again, I'm just super impressed with Leonardo AI, probably one of my favorite tools we've covered so far. So let's go ahead and see what we can do as far as messing around with some image generation and toggling some of these features. Okay, so I think we're ready to do a little test here. Now I just had to go grab my prompt and generate my prompt. Again, we're going to use Phoenix, their new model. I'm leaving prompt and hands on. I've already optimized my prompt once, but I'd like to see if it can optimize it once again. We have a dynamic preset style. We're just going to do low contrast. That's the default. I do want to do quality for the output. I can always cut through if it takes a long time, but we got to see the ability of the tool here. And we're just going to do a large square image, just one of them, and no need to hide it from the feed right now. So I'm not going to toggle private mode. For the next image I generate here, I will use a fixed seed, but I'm going to leave it off for this one. So we have our preset ready. I have my prompt copied. It's a very long prompt, so I won't read it for all of you, but essentially it goes through various aspects of the cartoon style mascot that I want the model to generate. It talks about the visual style, the character design, the thematic elements, the personality, the versatility, all of these things. It does look like that we run into a character limit. So why don't I just pull out the last section of our image generation, and it gives you a generate prompt here for those of you who aren't watching. That tells you how many credits you're going to use for your generation. Okay. And I went to go ahead and improve the prompt, and it does say here for any prompts up to 200 characters in length, the AI, for any over 200 characters, the AI will not be able to improve, which I think is okay. I mean, I've optimized it, and I believe I've improved it significantly using our little, workflow, having the model optimize the prompts. So without any further delay, let's go ahead and generate our mascot and see what Leonardo.ai Phoenix does for us here. Okay, and we have our little mascot. I like him, to be honest. He's pretty darn close to Mega Man, so I might have to, you know, shade the model a little bit to go away from Mega Man if you're really trying to not, you know, get people up in arms or get licensing or, you know, all that stuff. So always be careful, as I continue to say. He's got a little blaster here that looks like it's trying to shoot off some social media icons, like some little buttons, which is a cool idea. That's another thing that I've noticed is like for like a Facebook icon or a Google icon or something like that is tough for these models to do. And I wonder if I prompted the Phoenix model here to nail down those icons, that the fact that it can do text would be a little bit better. Anyway, so happy with our first test here. Looks like there's also a little feature here to quickly modify your image with a quick prompt. You can change it kind of in real time down here. And in that real time prompt, it looks like using a fixed seed is the default. So right here, we don't have to even do our little fixed seed setting. We can just continually iterate on the image that we have. So let's try doing that. Let's say change the character let's just try the color. I'm going to ask it to change the color of the character's suit to pink. And we're going to hit some more credits here for our generation, but that's okay. You guys, you navigators are worth it. All right, and we generated it, and I love it. Yep, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I could not have done this. It's not exactly the same identical character. He's not in the same stance, but this is definitely what I could not have accomplished this in the work that I've done with Midjourney or some of the other tools for sure. So this is great. This is awesome. Let's continue on in our testing here just so we can get a couple more features shown. The fixed seed feature, just as awesome as I had hoped it would be or I imagined it being. Let's go back out to our generator. Okay, so let's go back up to our prompt window here. I'm going to get rid of our big long prompt and let's try the graphic design model so we can test that out. We have a few different preset styles here for that as well. So 3D, Art Deco, Minimalist, Pop Art. I kind of like Pop Art. It's, you know, my company, Digital Pop. I'm all about that pop lifestyle. So let's try graphic design Pop Art. We'll leave it at quality. This time let's do a 16x9 dimension and not square. And let's do it for like a logo or something. So let's do small. We're just gonna do one image. No need to put private mode on. Okay, so it looks like in the advanced settings now for graphic design, we can tell it the exact model we would like it to use. Leonardo Lightning XL, Leonardo Anime, and we'll touch on a few of these different models in the later episodes or the later parts of this series. But the default for graphic design here was Albedo Base XL. So I'm gonna leave it at that. PhotoReel is now available, which means a high quality finishing pipeline would be applied and it results in more photorealistic outputs. I'm not really looking for that for our logo, so I'm just going to leave that off. Transparency. Yes, I would like transparency for the logo for sure. And let's leave the fixed seat unchecked in this case, especially considering we can always make tweaks on the fly in the generator. Okay, so I'm going to go grab my logo prompt. One moment, everybody. Okay, and let's see if our prompt gets cut off this time. It does, indeed. We ran out of room. So that's one thing I will have to figure out exactly is what the character limit on these prompts are. And then I can just you can just work it into your prompt that you're using to optimize your own prompt. So you just say, you know, keep the optimized prompt under the certain character level. If you want the tool to be able to optimize for, you'll have to keep it under 200 characters, apparently. Okay, so I'm just going to pull out again the little chunk about versatility. Not super important for the generator. And we will use this to generate our logo. Let's see what happens. And as it's loading here, just to update you guys, again, didn't want to read the whole prompt, but I just ask it to do a very clean professional logo for like a plumbing business, for instance. Okay, and we'll wait for it to load now, and I'll cut ahead if we have to here. Okay, and we generated basically a plumbing piece. So I should probably specify a little bit that we needed to say text and stuff like that. Let's try and do that really quick. And let's also try demoing the seed, the fixed seed here really quickly. So what I'll do is I'll say use fixed seed, and I'll paste that in there. And I am going to ask it to add the text. Oops. And we just, you know, careful you don't hit enter and generate your prompt and lose your credits out of the habit of hitting enter when you type. I just did that, folks. But I did say add the text. So let's see if it adds any text to our little icon or plumbing part here. So random, you guys. If you're watching on video, it generated an image of just a woman, a blonde woman, clearly AI. No idea how the model is spitting this stuff out at us. So a little funny. I'm going to try one more time here with that fixed seed. Add text to the element. And I'm going to say Acme Plumbing Service. And let's try one more time. Yeah, we're getting into the weeds of the AI model now, guys. We have we kept somewhat of the shape and style of the plumbing part, but it basically added a human body and gave him the arms and the head. You got to check out the video. If you're not on watching the video, guys, make a note to check it out when you get to a place that you can, because we're a little out of bounds now. Anyway, so I think there's definitely some prompt work that needs to be done on my part and some practice with this, with the tool. I still love the tool. And maybe just not for logo design, or if so, I need to be a lot more specific, but I don't want to get bogged down too much here. Let's try out their another model before the end of the show today, and we'll just demo like their let's do the lifelike design or lifelike vision model. And this time let's do a prompt about two dogs. Okay, we are back in our generation thread. We're in lifelike vision. I'm going to just check any of the other styles. I'm going to click photo reel here. And I think that should be it. I'm going to get rid of the fixed seed. We don't want our dogs looking like a plumbing part or anything like that. And again, we have a few different models to choose from, and it chooses the model that's most appropriate. It chose Leonardo Vision XL, which is a hyper-realistic vision. And we'll talk again about that in a later part. But let's go ahead and enter our prompt and see if we can get our excellent-looking dogs. And it looks like 500 does fit. I need to confirm exactly what does and doesn't fit. It doesn't appear to tell us, which would be helpful. But I can just continue to add words. This one was 500. And anyway, so we'll nail that down, and I'll nail that down as we use the tool a little bit more. But let's go ahead and generate. Okay. Yep. This is a good picture. It's not my dogs. It's not Duke and Knox, but it's very photorealistic. It looks like a professional photography image to me. And if you're watching on the screen, you can do a couple of things. Just again, this tool is so awesome, guys. If you just hover over these images, you can remove the background, and it tells you it'll cost a few tokens. You can use upscalers, and we'll use their upscaler in a later demo as well. You can use image guidance input. So you can add an image to bring style or elements of that image into this one. You can download, of course, you can generate a motion video. We're going to be doing that. Don't worry. So much good stuff in this tool, you guys. Okay. So that's a big episode. And even though I tried to keep this short, we're still going to end up way longer than usual. But that does it for today's episode. I hope you guys are as excited about this tool as I am. I am definitely going to be using this tool in all of my workflows going forward. So if you enjoyed the show or you found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be so super helpful. Definitely the most impactful thing you could do for the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.